In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Some years ago, Time magazine had a cover story entitled, Is Heaven Real? It described the declining interest in heaven, even among some ministers and theologians, because they have a hard time relating the doctrine of heaven to everyday practical concerns of people like you in our modern world. It seems many people want to hear sermons only about practical subjects, like time management and personal finances, not about something as abstract and otherworldly as heaven. What a sharp contrast to Paul's attitude in today's epistle reading. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. Is our faith, our hope, only for this life? Do we look to Jesus Christ only for help on this side of the grave? Paul says, if that's the case, if it's only for this life that we have hope in Christ, it is very sad. We are to be pitied more than anyone else. Of course, we do have hope in Christ for this life. And what a blessing it is for us to be able to count on God to be there in times of trouble. As he promises in the Psalms, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. The Lord Almighty is with us. Yes, your Heavenly Father does care about your everyday practical concerns and problems, even to the point that Jesus amazingly declares, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. It is good to know that if you are sick, if you would lose your job or have tough family problems to deal with, even if no one else seems to care, God will never leave you or forsake you. For God is your refuge and strength in times of trouble. As Jesus promised, surely I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Yes, we do have hope in Christ for this life. But if that's all the farther our faith can take us, if it's only about mundane things like time management and personal finances, if our faith is only about getting through this life successfully, Paul says it is very sad. We are to be pitied more than anyone else. Why? Because the reason for our faith as Christians is so much more than just getting through this life. The reason for our faith is to have hope for the next life. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. The everlasting hope that is yours in Christ is not a momentary hope that is lost when this life is over. It is a hope that extends beyond this life, beyond the grave, a hope that is fulfilled in glory and victory as you depart this earthly life and enter eternal life. For in Christ, you have the hope of forgiveness, the hope of resurrection, the hope of eternal life, the hope of reunion in heaven. Paul writes in Romans, he was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of our sin, we deserved God's wrath. We deserved the punishment of death and damnation. But God's own Son suffered God's wrath for you. God's own Son suffered the punishment of death and damnation for you on the cross. John says, this is how God showed his love for us. He sent his only begotten Son into the world that we may live through him. He loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Your sins are all forgiven because Jesus' atoning sacrifice for you. Hebrews puts it this way, we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
in Christ, you have the hope of forgiveness. Paul says in 2 Corinthians, "We know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus. Because Jesus Christ rose from the dead, you and all who trust in him will also rise to eternal life in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus says, "For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear my voice and come out. The same body you have now will be raised up, reassembled, and restored to life. How is this possible? Paul says in 1 Corinthians, "By his power God raised the Lord from the dead, and he will raise us also." And in Romans, "If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who lives in you." In Christ, you have the hope of resurrection. "I am the resurrection and the life," Jesus says. "Whoever believes in me, even though he dies, yet shall he live." Death is not the ultimate end, but the ultimate beginning. Even though you die, you will live forever in the paradise of heaven. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." "I tell you the truth," Jesus says, "whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life." In Christ, you have the hope of eternal life. Paul says in 1 Thessalonians, "Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep, or to grieve in the same manner as the rest of men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him." What peace we have in the hope of reunion in heaven. There we shall find our loved ones again. The separation of death is only temporary. Someday, some blessed day, all who have died in the Lord will be together again. What a wonderful celebration that will be. What sweet comfort to know that you will see your loved ones again. "Do not let your hearts be troubled," Jesus says. "Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to be with me." As Paul says in 1 Thessalonians, "We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. And so we shall be forever with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words." In Christ, you have the comforting hope of reunion in heaven. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. Is our faith, our hope, only for this life? Do we look to Jesus Christ only for help on this side of the grave? We do have hope in Christ for this life, and what a blessing it is. But the reason for our faith as Christians is so much more than just getting through this life. The reason for our faith as Christians is to have hope for the next life. In Christ, you have the hope of forgiveness. He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. In Christ, you have the hope of resurrection. Everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. In Christ, you have the hope of eternal life. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even though he dies, yet shall he live. In Christ, you have the comforting hope of reunion in heaven. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. And so we shall be forever with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Forgiveness, resurrection, eternal life, reunion in heaven, that is your hope in Christ. Not only for this life. Amen.